Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, as I said last week, this week we will start a new series, and that is Forming of Christ Within. And as a note, I will start sharing this teaching in June at our home group meeting, so I'm hoping to see everybody there. Now, this is God's master plan, God's grand purpose for our lives. And that is not to make us rich and popular and happy or any of that crazy stuff. Oh, no. But God's master plan for our life is to form Christ in us. Paul writes in Galatians 4:19, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." Paul wrote these words to a church that had gotten away from the true basics of spiritual life. The Galatians have actually deserted Jesus Christ, not for sin and not for other gods, oh no, but for another gospel. It was a gospel that consisted of obeying God's very own laws. This was the problem. The problem was that the Galatians were using their obedience to the law to keep themselves saved. Indeed, to earn the continuing favor of God and to maintain their righteousness. Now, Paul would later tell them that because of this, they have fallen from grace and that Christ has become of no effect for them. Paul writes in Galatians 5:4, "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. Ye are fallen from grace." The solution to these errors that Paul gives is not the theologically, better doctrine or any of that stuff. Although God knows that our doctrines and our theology must be biblical. And why is that? Well, if we depart from biblical doctrine, then we will be out of God's will. Let me say that again. If we depart from biblical doctrine, then we will be out of God's will. And all that we do in God must be according to the doctrines of the Bible. Because if we get our doctrines wrong, then all that we do in God will be wrong. Let me say that again. If we get our doctrines wrong, then all that we do in God will be wrong. So many Galatians thought the answer was increasing in their giving, or increasing more, working around the church, feeding and clothing more poor people. Well, nope. None of this is what Paul instructed the Galatians to do. But the salvation that Paul gives to the Galatians, and the solution that Paul gives to the Galatians, and I dare say to anyone else who is caught in such legalism, is that Christ be formed in you. Now, before I get into the meaning of that phrase, I submit that if the forming of Christ in his people is what Paul travailed over, and if it was the solution to the problem, and I would say to many other problems, then I submit that it ought to be what we must travail over too. It ought to be the travail of every Christian ministry. Why, sure. In Ephesians 4:6, Paul writes, "One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Ephesians 2:21, here's another example that Paul gives of the great need for the forming of Christ in us. "In whom all the building fitly framed together, it groweth into a holy temple in the Lord." Now, this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in the church. So I ask, why is it not our purpose today? I would humbly submit that it is not our purpose in most ministry. If it is not our travail, then we surely have the wrong purpose. And in that cause, and in that case, our purpose is different than from God's, is it not? In fact, I would suggest that to some degree that our ministry itself is in question. Wow. If we read John chapter 14 through 16, along with Ephesians 4 and many other passages that speak of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, we will find that the Holy Spirit for those who believe in the Holy Spirit, has come to reveal Jesus Christ to us, and then through us to others. And he has come to make us living epistles and witnesses unto Christ. And all of this, these issues, they issue out from Christ in us, which is the core of true Christianity. But if, there's that word if this is the focus of ministry of the Holy Spirit, and it is, and the purpose of which he dwells in us, then we are not lined up in our ministry with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Wow, if so. So then, where and what are we doing if we are not lined up with the ministry of the Holy Spirit? What are we doing? Well, read the New Testament and then compare it to Christian TV or your church and see if they match what the Bible teaches and what the Bible says is the core of Christianity. I hope you see what I mean here, my brother. In Romans 8, 28 and 29, very well-known verses, Paul writes, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among the many brethren." Here we see a clear statement as to the purpose of God for us to be conformed. The Greek word here means to be formed together with Christ. Wow, to be formed together with Christ. God wants to take us, you and I, my friend, out, you know, and us together and form us with his dear Son, Jesus Christ, unto his glory. Now, if we really understand this, we will see that nothing else works without it. The Galatians are a testimony of this true fact. They were trying to be Christians to the disregard of the forming of Christ within them. Let me say that again. The Galatians church, they were trying to be Christians to the disregard of the forming of Christ within them. And if not, then why did Paul say, "My little children, whom I travail in birth again"? Because Paul laid the foundation in the church in Galatians, "until Christ be formed in you." This statement would hardly be appropriate if they were on the right track or they were well focused on Christ within. But no, this is not only a cry of correction, but also a plea that they return to the truth. Ecclesiastes 1 and 9 says, "There is nothing new under the sun. And the older I get and the more I learn about God, the more I can understand or see just how true this verse is." In the church, wow, in the church in Corinth and Colossae and Ephesus and Galatia and others, the true foundation of the Word of God was laid by Paul, but other disciples, you know, they came in, maybe well-meaning, from Jerusalem and other cities, and they showed up and began to teach doctrines that was contrary to what Paul first taught, contrary to the Word of God. So now we have a letter to the Galatians, probably written while Paul was in Ephesus around 53 or 54 AD to correct the false doctrines of the Jebusizers there. When Paul uses the word again in Galatians 4:19, it tells us just how far the church in Galatia has fallen out of the faith. Wow. Next week we'll look at knowing Christ. Wow, that is God's goal also in our life, for us to come to know Christ. As we continue looking at the forming of Christ within, the forming with Christ within. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you're going to enjoy and you're going to open up your spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to minister this teaching of all things that are out from Christ, and that you will allow the Holy Spirit to go ahead and form Christ in you. Wow. Form Christ in you, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting you have a great week. God bless, and I will talk to you more next week. Amen.